like it. He's not going to make it till next year. He break right before the double break. Got a damn big track here. Deer running all around.
Denise Mobile.
Ain't working today, KI4DOS Mobile. Next, got the rest of the year off. I won't be back into work until January 3rd. I'm actually out mobile in Simpsonville today.
Well, I'm glad you got a few days off. That's a good thing. Don't get used to it, though.
There's no use getting days off, or at least for my job. It's pretty much, you're right back in where you started. So far, they haven't called me. I'm just waiting for them to call me to see, ask a bunch of questions.
Well, I'm ain't that far. I hope you don't get no calls. Hope you get a few days off to where you can kind of relax and do what you want to do for a change.
I'll try to run some coax inside my house permanently so that way I can quit just throwing them inside the window. Hey, Gary, did they have an update to the repeater? I noticed the squelch tail has changed.
How about that, Fred? In reality, I heard there's another repeater coming in there a little bit today. I don't know which one it is, but I do hear another one coming in there.
I first turned on my radio today. I ain't been on the airwaves in the past couple of days. I've been kind of sick, and but also on holidays, too, so I noticed the squelch tail has changed. That's why I asked.
Have to talk to Dave or Johnny or somebody and see if they've done any change into it. As a possibility, I don't know. But Fred, I've arrived here at the house. I'm glad to hear you in there this morning. Hope you have a great afternoon and get you time off and don't get your days and nights confused now, because I don't want that to happen when you have to go back to work. But I'll talk at you a little bit later. I got to jump out and run in the house. And good talking to you. 73 KO4NNH KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, N0TR. I just thought I'd add in there that just a little bit ago when I turned the radio on, I was hearing guys talking about changing the position of telephone poles. So maybe that's what's getting into it. Anyways, I'll let you go. This is N0TR. Go ahead, sir.
Good talking to you, man. Hope everything goes well for you. Okay, if I don't catch you between now and the net, I'll see you on the net tonight. KO4NNH. Tom, how you doing, man? Been a little while.
Had a rough night. I got woke up a couple times, and then there was a varmint near the chicken pen, and it set off an alarm, and I'm over here now trying to set up a loading press for my son-in-law. And just doing fine, Fred. Nice to hear you this morning. I just thought I'd run over here and tell you that. But I did. Usually it's indiscernible what they're saying, but I heard them talking about, oh, that pole will be good until next year, and this telephone pole's in the way or something.
Some conversation. I didn't know if it was bleed over from another repeater or what's it called? Tunneling, I think it's called. But I didn't know. I figured I'd throw my call out there and see if they come back to me. But somebody else came back to me. You know what? I'm perfectly okay with that.
Oh, sure. It's called tropospheric ducting. Not to be a smart aleck, because I took my test 27 years ago. but they have that, and then sporadic E at times. But usually on this, it's tropospheric ducting. And this time of year, it's good for that. With the fog, and it bounces off the lower side of the clouds or the atmosphere or something, and I've talked as far as 500 miles on rare occasions on the repeater back in Kansas.
That's called name's jogging memory now. I knew what it was called, I just couldn't draw it on my brain for a second there. Appreciate the reminder, though. I totally forgot about it. I had a brain fart? Yeah, I had a brain fart there for a second. That's pretty cool, though. I never managed to go out far on 2 meters, not yet at least, but HF, on the other hand, man, I've been all around the world, it seems like, so far.
You know, I was talking one night late on 444.8 back home in Kansas, and when we lived up there. And about 10:30, I said something to a friend of mine, and a guy come back from Rolla School of Mines in Rolla, Missouri. He says, "You got my call." And that's when I first got N0TR, which is my initials. And I said, "Oh, yeah." And I said, "Where are you located?" And it was a long ways from Pittsburgh, Kansas. I don't know, 200 miles, 250, I'm not sure. But he was just clear as a bell for about 2-3 minutes, and then boom, he was gone as fast as he was there, friend.
But I managed to do a QSO over APRS recently with a call sign. I believe the call sign was KO4AXL. I don't remember the name, but he was in Hickory. I believe that's a heck of a ways away from here. I did the, whenever I put in my log on QRZ, it said over 150 miles away. I was like, wow. It really got out there that day.
Yes, sir. This repeater is phenomenal at times. I've talked to north of Asheville quite a few times. Some old boy has, I think, a couple of beams strung up in a tree or something, and he's clear as a bell when he comes in. And I was surprised to get that. But Hickory, that is a fur piece. That'll stretch your antenna.
Surprised by that. I was actually not that far from my house, like maybe a mile down the road from my house, working on something on my mobile here, testing something on APRS, and out of nowhere I got a CQ call, and I went back to it, and he told me it was in Hickory. I was like, holy cow. it was pretty impressive. I was pretty impressed by that.
Yeah, I don't use the digital modes or anything, but EchoLink once in a while, and I was coming down the road here close to home one day, and this old boy called me, and he was in Australia. And another one day I talked to was in England, in another country over there. And boy, when that's working and they decide they want to call back here, this guy had a friend in the Greenville area, and he was in England someplace there, Bristol or someplace, I can't remember now, but it's still magic any way you look at it. It's fun, and the guys that do the digital mode so much for them, I just don't care for it. I like to run CW or sideband, and sideband's starting to get better with this sunspot cycle 25 going up now. I did manage to talk to four or five on sideband over in Europe last week. But then it's kind of like that was on 444.8 there, and then it's gone for several days. But it'll get better. And when it is, you'll be able to work them on a rain gutter. Fred, I better get back over and get busy. And the grandkids, they went to, or my daughter and my son-in-law, the grandkids, still upstairs sleeping. She's going to college and stays up real late here to talk to her friends back at Ohio State. I don't get it. Like 2 o'clock in the morning before she goes to bed. But at any rate, the other kids went up to a friend that he went boar hunting with in Tennessee earlier this year. And he's going to visit them up someplace up north of Charlotte. So when he gets back, I want to have this finished up for him, because he said that up there in Michigan, he belongs to a gun club, and he says it's a dollar a round to shoot his .357 or his 9mm. That's nuts, Fred.
That's there, Tom, but... Hey, Tom, I hate to cut it short, man, but I need to go ahead and say 7-3. I got to run inside the store real quick, get a couple things done, and I'll probably be back on the airwaves in a little bit. But N0TR, this has been KO4NH 7-3. I'll talk to you next time. This is KO4NH. I'll be clear after your final.
KO4NH, N0TR. Well, the pleasure's all mine, Fred. Nice to hear you. And I got to get back to work here, and then I got to go feed the girls out back, our chickens. 73, Fred. N0TR clear.